The Collingwood Restore has reopened and will maintain its regular hours of operation going forward. The Restore, which is operated by the South Georgian Bay affiliate of Habitat for Humanity, was unexpectedly closed on Saturday when its 21 volunteers decided to walk off the job in protest of recent decisions made by its board of directors. "Our volunteers returned to work on Tuesday morning. We are working to resolve all of the issues, but in the meantime, we have reopened the store and will be maintaining our regular hours," said Brad Liebeck, Restore manager. The store is normally closed on Sunday and Monday and open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The volunteer walkout saw the store pause its operations for one day. According to Liebeck, senior leadership from Habitat for Humanity's Huronia division is now involved and the conflict between the South Georgian Bay Board and the Restore volunteers has been settled. On Saturday, Liebeck said the conflict, in part, involved the dismissal of the charity's longtime executive director Joy Fleury. Robert Sikoja, the CEO for Habitat Huronia, emailed a statement to Collingwood today confirming his involvement. "We are back on track to provide the same great service to the community that we always have," said Sikoja in the email. "I met with the staff and volunteers in Collingwood earlier this week and I am happy to say we have calmed the waters. We are back on track and look forward to our continued presence in the community." Habitat Huronia serves the communities of Barrie, Isa, Bradford West Gwillimbury, Innisfil, New Tecumseth, Springwater, Oromadont, and Horseshoe Valley. The South Georgian Bay chapter of Habitat for Humanity serves Collingwood, Wasaga Beach and Clearview Township. Sikoja committed to a further interview with Collingwood today this week. Liebeck does not expect to see any additional disruptions in the Restore's operating hours going forward. More to come.